iRock on XPN.
On air Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights at 88.5.
And streaming online 24/7 at yrockonxpn.org.
It's iRock on XPN at 88.5. Jim McGuinn here, joined in the studio by the one, the only, Dick Valentine from the Electric Six. Hello, sir.
How you doing? I'm in the studio.
You are indeed in the studio. And Josh T. Landau is here
also. I am here.
Dick, you know, you're truly a friend of Y-Rock, as this is, I think, the third or fourth visit.
It's really the best part of coming to Philadelphia. It's the only time I actually feel alive when I'm in Philadelphia.
I was going to say, the love?
Yeah. No, this is pretty much the only, when I'm on the air, talking into a microphone, kind of dictating terms as I see fit, that's really the only chance I have in this city.
The Bully Pulpit is yours, so it's
I'm not really feeling too much of a bully today. I'm willing to give and take, ebb and flow.
Ah, I see.
But once I get out onto the street, then usually it's not quite as good a scene. Last time, maybe not last time, but there was some sort of bomb scare when we played a couple times ago, and the entire city went into lockdown, and I got evacuated from some diner or whatnot after I'd ordered a beer. So I got a free beer out of it.
Hmm.
But usually when I come to Philadelphia, it's a lot of mayhem, chaos, panic, and I can't wait to get to New Jersey.
Wow.
With the exception of this radio show.
All right. Yeah. All right. Is it now with the Electric Six on the road, is it like that everywhere? I mean, the chaos and the mayhem, it seems like you guys
one would
promote
think we,
some chaos and
we,
mayhem.
We let down a lot of people. I mean, you're looking at me now. You're getting to see the real J. Crew Banana Republic. End of things. It is great to meet people after shows in a lot of the towns that we go to, and people assume that there's going to be a mountain of coke and there's
right.
gonna, you know, there's going to be a hot tub and you know, basically we just kind of go home and watch the Game Show Network.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, earlier records you promised nuclear war, at least on the dance floor, and now you've named the new record Switzerland. Have you guys become wussies or Democrats, or
yeah,
what's
both.
Happened?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, we. It's what happens. You forget. You lose your edge when you have, you know, we've had what's known in the business as semi success.
Uh huh.
And so. You kind of, if you ever saw the Dark Crystal, they take those little creatures and they kind of drain their essence, and what's left is like a little, soulless thing walking around. That's semi-success because you've got enough money to live, yet you've been beaten down by the industry, and there's nothing left.
Right.
So, all we really care about now is survival.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. And harsh reality, kids, if you're thinking about getting in a band,
yep.
Take it from Uncle Dick.
Yeah, take it from Uncle Dick. Now, always sound advice.
Before that statement, the previous thing that you were talking about, before we got way off track with
yeah.
that, it kind of reminded me that now I think it was the first time that you graced our presence. You talked about how you were looking forward to a downward spiral of your career and your life. How has Switzerland helped with that? Or
we're really just treading water, and I think we've gotten to a point where we can as long as we want, we can stay at this level, and that's really that's the horror right there, because you know it is just like it's a sense of inertia. I'm not going to get another job unless I'm forced to get another job, yet I'm never going to be a billionaire doing what I'm doing, so I'm in this sort of gray area where this is probably going to go on for the next 15 years, and I'm going to be living out of a van the rest of my life because I'm slowly killing my resume.
You could try to write a hit song.
You could try to write a hit song, but we already had a couple of hit songs in Europe.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think once you have a hit song somewhere, you can't have a hit song again. At least that's what they're telling us.
Really?
So they tell us that's the way it works. So yeah, it's I don't really feel anything anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's gotten existential all of a sudden.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys have had some hits in the UK especially, right?
Yeah, we did, and those are great. You realize how great it is to have a hit song once you've had a hit.
Yeah,
because then you get free money.
Well, are the Brits smarter than us, or are they just easier to impress?
There's the real answer, and then there's an answer. Yeah, the real answer has to do with Clear Channel, I think. Are you guys?
We're public radio.
Okay, public radio.
We actually provide a lot of service and then ask listeners to give us money. It's a whole different
sort
of operational model.
And that's great. I mean, and that's the way it should be. But your Nickelbacks and your And your Nickelbacks, you know, are fueled by Clear Channel, and that's why you have the kind of Nickelback phenomenon over here. And in Britain, I think you have a lot more bands getting radio play, and a lot more bands would get a crack at it besides just Nickelback.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, we've tried to go against the grain, and we have declared Y-Rock and XP in the Nickelback free zone. So you always have a safe haven when you come to Y-Rock. All right, well, we have a treat in store. Dick Valentine from the Electric Six has brought the acoustic guitar. Can you give us a song?
Sure. This song is called Pink Flamingos. It's probably the most apocalyptic song I've ever written, so I'm pretty proud of it. It'll be a pleasure to play it right now.
All right, it's Dick Valentine from the Electric Six, Y-Rock on 88.5 XPN.
When the time comes to document what we did here, the transcription won't really be that hard. 'Cause I'm a woman-eating monster with a suitcase full of fire and pink flamingos decorate my yard. Yeah, pink flamingos decorate my yard. Do you remember that young girl who did all those things with her body? Yeah, I guess you could say it was me who gave her her start. Ah, she's working for President Clinton the way she used to work for me. But my pink flamingos keep pecking at her heart. My pink flamingos keep pecking at her heart. And they never fly away. In my front yard they stay. And you know, baby, I sometimes find it odd. You got to climb the statue of the demon to get closer to God. Yep. There's a crowd outside demanding my resignation, and a policeman about to draw his gun. Seems I've lost this battle, but the war has just begun. 'Cause my pink flamingos will outlive everyone. My pink flamingos will outlive everyone. And they never fly away. In my front yard they stay. And you know, baby, I sometimes find it odd. Got to climb the statue of the demon to get closer to God.
It's Y-Rock on XPN at 88.5. Dick Valentine from the Electric Six singing about the pink flamingos on his lawn.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's a jam.
It felt good, too, up there. It felt good.
Nice. Nice. So you guys are from Detroit. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Despite the presence of Motown and Kid Rock, Kiss proclaimed Detroit to be Rock City. Do you agree or disagree? Please support your argument with footnotes and annotations.
I'm not going to supply anything, but I guess it is. There's a lot of places for rock bands to play there. I think there's something like four venues per person. Anyone who wants to start a band in Detroit can, and they get their shot. And it's a very supportive scene, and rent there is really, really cheap, incredibly cheap. So that works. That bodes well for lazy musicians.
Are there some bands from there that we need to hear about that we probably haven't heard about so far?
Yeah, I mean, the scene's always been really good. Let me think here. There's a band called Johnny Headband, which we like a lot, and they're sort of starting to make noise. They're a two-piece band, which we've seen can work well from Detroit, and it's just good because it's a lot easier, you know, to tour on your own terms, whereas we were a six-piece band and had problems getting out of the gate. It wasn't until we were
able to have
given
songs.
large
chunks of money,
yeah, that we could actually get out of Detroit.
Big vans with trailers?
Big vans with sexy trailers.
Yeah. I wanted to get your quick thoughts on some dicks in history.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Nixon?
Yeah, he's all right. I always think of that Steve Martin joke where he was like, I wonder what Nixon's doing now. He's probably on a beach somewhere with a metal detector. And that was I always liked that about him.
Current Vice President Dick Cheney?
Probably the best thing for our nation right now is for Dick Cheney to consume George W. Bush, to actually eat him.
All right. Yeah. Any dicks that I'm missing?
Let's think about that.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, good
Dick
call.
Van Dyke.
I don't know much about him. Yeah. I really don't. I've heard of him. I know he's involved somehow in entertainment, but I think a lot of times that can be overrated.
Your name is Dick Valentine. I just thought that maybe you would.
There's also a character actor named Dick Valentine.
Really?
Yeah, and that's something I'd like to do at some point. I'd like to get out of music and into bit parts and stage and screen.
Well, have you had that opportunity yet, or is it something that you're just gonna?
No, I haven't. In fact, and I I get my name out there, and I have a low threshold for embarrassment or rejection, so I'm constantly on the phone telling people to put me in their movies, their commercials, and so far it hasn't worked out. And I've been doing that for about 5 years.
Yeah. All right, anybody, if you're listening and you're casting shows or films or commercials,
here's what you're ready for.
There
this?
You go. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my sinuses. See? Oh, yeah, I can do it.
That is
bravo.
Awesome. Fine acting.
Yes.
All right, Dick Valentine, can you play a song for us, another song?
Yeah, sure can. This is a song that bodes well for acoustic guitar because it was basically written on acoustic guitar. And it's called Jimmy Carter. That's about our 39th president.
All right, it's Dick Valentine from the Electric Six live, Y-Rock on XPN.
Like Jimmy Carter, like electric underwear, like any idea that never had a chance to go anywhere. This is who you are, a celebrity who drives off a bridge in a car, your beautiful body filling up with water. Like Harry Truman dropping bombs out of the air, like any self-respecting multi-billionaire. This is who you are, five dancing teenage boys who sing the way into our hearts. Back streets back, all right. And there's a toxic cloud hanging over, and this white noise on the screen. And there's a man in a hotel room assaulting a maid who just came to clean up the mess. Back streets back, alright. 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 Ronald Reagan falling asleep forevermore, dreaming of horses and dreaming of nuclear war. This is where we are tonight, everybody under surveillance from a satellite. You can be the first one on your block to die. And there's a plague of locusts upon us, and there's a nightmare in the swarm, and there's a lion out in the desert slouching toward Bethlehem to be born again. Back streets back, all right. All right. All right.
It's Y-Rock on XPN at 88.5. Dick Valentine from the Electric Six. That is a song right there. You name-checked Jimmy Carter, Harry Truman, Ronald Reagan, the Backstreet Boys. And what exactly are Electric Underwear?
I don't know. That was how the song started. I always thought that Jimmy Carter and Electric Underwear were both kind of good ideas that never had a chance to go anywhere. And then the song kind of unfolded from there.
Did Electric Underwear actually exist? Is there?
I think
such
it did.
A thing?
Yeah.
Was it heated?
Heated. Kind of, you know, with you know, electrodes and microbes and that kind of stuff. And yeah, I think for obvious reasons, you might have had people's sperm count going down.
I don't know. I'm totally into that idea.
Having really? Your sperm count go down.
Well,
it makes life a lot easier.
True.
So what's going on next with the E6? Are you guys just going to keep touring endlessly, or is
again
there a new
the vicious cycle?
Yeah.
We're doing it. We're recording our fourth record in January and February, and then we'll be back in Moscow March 1st to do a European tour of sorts. But yeah,
seriously, are you kidding? No,
yeah, no.
We
this is our third time in Russia. We've done well, and then we'll be in I think Estonia and Latvia this summer too. So
wow.
So doing a bit of that. It's kind of funny talking about getting publishing checks. We published a song that called Telephone Conversation that we thought would be on our second record, but we never actually recorded it. So there's no recording of Telephone Conversation, but we published a title.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw 90 cents from Russia for Telephone Conversation. And that was the only money I've ever publishing money I've ever got from Russia. So that's why these publishing checks are so fascinating, because you don't know what it is. Maybe it's they broadcast somebody's telephone conversation or something.
And they checked some database and your song popped up.
And I reap the benefits.
That 90 cents.
You mentioned the fourth album that you're working on. How's that going to be different, the same as the last three?
To tell you the truth, we haven't started working on it yet. So I don't know what it's going to be like. We have ideas that... my idea was I wanted it to sound like a Michael Jackson record, like kind of off the wall or Thriller. But I think that after doing a record like Switzerland, which was kind of, you know, slower, darker, more depressing, you kind of have to answer that with another dance party. So I think it'll be closer to Fire. At least that's the plan going in. But you never know. You know, I mean, we do have plans to record about 30 songs, which we've never done before. I mean, generally, like, when we do a record, we know the songs going into it that are going to be on the record. We just do those, but now we're just going to do a big pool of songs and pick the best 15 or whatever. So this kind of record is, I mean, this will actually be the first record that as we're recording it, we'll have a better idea of how it sounds, because right now I don't know.
You were throwing an idea past me earlier about Invader Hater.
Yeah, well, I mean, Saddam Hussein, who I guess as we record this might be going out, and if you're listening at home, he probably has gone out, and that's an interesting story too about pre-taping radio. I did that during Hurricane Katrina. Like, I actually did an interview. Like the first day of Katrina, and like all the reports on that day were kind of like, well, it wasn't as bad as everyone thought. And I remember like, well, thank God that hurricane wasn't such a big deal. And then
egg on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. And so anyway, yeah, I guess in Saddam Hussein's his outgoing speech, he mentioned something about Iraqis. They shouldn't be invader haters. I think that's the funniest. Man, don't be no invader hater, dog. <You know? laughs> So, yeah, hopefully, I've started working on that song, and hopefully that'll make it onto the record.
Cool. Dick, thanks for stopping by. It's Dick Valentine from the Electric Six. Let's roll out with I Buy the Drugs. Is this a real post office box that you mentioned in the song here?
It's Fox News.
Ah. It's Y-Rock on XPN with the Electric Six.
You're not on mines, go rabbit doggy. You're not on mines, it when it bites. Just the days and nights, and the nights are longer. The watching days.
Y-Rock on XPN.org.